local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And welcome to a Tuesday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Austin Price, typically with Joe and Austin. Joe is still here, don't get me wrong. I don't know where he is at this time. His chair has been empty for about 8 minutes. But you know what? That's just what keeps me on my toes, all right? It's a dynamic here. We gotta cause some excitement somehow. So while we're waiting for Joe to return, I'll get us started with our top three stories. Starting with President Biden, he says that he will address the nation tomorrow from the Oval Office. He made the announcement in a post on X. This will be his first on-camera appearance since he dropped out of the 2024 presidential race on Sunday. Yesterday on the phone, Biden told his campaign workers dropping out was the right thing to do. The speech will take place at 7 p.m. Central. Also, Vice President Kamala Harris is the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. Harris has received a flurry of endorsements and secured enough delegates to receive the official nomination. Both Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries endorsed Harris today. The news came just hours after Harris held her first on-camera campaign event in Delaware, where she told crowds that she was ready to take on Donald Trump. And there's the man of the hour, Joe Ford. How are you, my friend?
Austin, I'm doing good. I wanted to give you a little panic attack, thinking Joe's gone. I am flying solo today. No, that's not happening. Had a meeting I was in that went lost track of time.
So. Oh, alrighty. Well, I did top three stories 1 and 2. So all right. That's
well,
all.
How about you finish it off for us, and I'll jump back in.
Well, for what it's worth, we're like a minute out from traffic weather. So I'll read this and then we'll get into traffic. The director of the U.S. Secret Service has resigned. Kimberly Cheadle faced mounting pressure from both sides of the aisle to step down following the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump. Cheadle testified before Congress yesterday and provided few details about the event, angering many lawmakers. And after the hearing, Kentucky Republican James Comer and Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin released a rare joint letter calling on Cheadle to step down. That is no surprise to me at all.
I'm a little surprised that it came today. Yeah.
At least this soon.
Yeah, I just felt like, okay, because we've seen so many of these. Whether it's an oversight committee or just whatever committees, I mean, how many hot button issues have committees had since we've been doing the show together, where it's like, okay, somebody sits at a table, they get grilled for 8 hours about how little information they're sharing, and then they go home, and then everybody moves on with their life. I kind of expected that to happen, at least until there was a full detailed investigation in which maybe somebody's hand would have been forced. But, besides a strongly worded letter from a couple of Republicans and Democrats, it was more of the same, where it was, yeah, you should resign or you should be fired. It surprised me a little bit that she did resign today and not try to wait it out more. But
Yeah, no, I mean, as you said, I think it is just a matter of how soon it happened. I think the result of dropping out itself or resigning itself is hardly a surprise, especially with how dicey we talked about things getting yesterday. Alrighty, 4:15, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. You can visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Again, that is bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. All right, looking at the roads here this afternoon, not seeing a ton going on that's too severe. We do maybe have some minor backups here and there, such as on North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound towards I-10, but that's very minor at this time. Same with Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area, and Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. The last notable spot is going to be Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
We're expecting sun, clouds, and again, a chance for showers and thunderstorms to pop up around the area. In fact, over the next couple of days, that rain chance is a bit on the high side at 70%. It will be warm and humid, and that humidity always makes it feel hotter. Highs will run mainly in the upper 80s to low 90s. Of course, with more sunshine, the heat will be on. As far as the weekend goes, jumping ahead, we've got a 50% chance for rain both Saturday and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 417 here at News Radio Pensacola, getting some more local reaction this morning. Andrew had on Scambia Chief Deputy Tommy Leiter on, and he was talking specifically about the Secret Service, of course, with Kim Cheadle's resignation. Leiter, though, focusing more on the agents that were on the ground.
Every single time, 100% of the time when I interact with those agents, they are phenomenal people, well-trained, dedicated to their job, just especially their SWAT team. We interact with a SWAT team. A lot of them are former military, mm-hmm. you know, special forces guys. These guys are top tier.
And Leiter says he's worked with a number of agents there and says they're not only tasked with protecting VIPs and dignitaries, but also investigating fraud, forgery, and crimes against banks. He says replacing the leadership should fix the issues in the organization. We can only hope there. Also, we touched yesterday in Santa Rosa County over the decision by the board to not move forward with a straw poll on November's ballot for the incorporation of Navarre. One thing that we didn't get until today was the drama that happened before that, where Commissioner Calkins got into a heated discussion with a resident named Stanley Gray, who said he had been taunted and provoked by a friend of Calkins named Larry. That led to Calkins taking the floor and talking about his First Amendment rights, with the other commissioners leaving the table until Calkins was the only one remaining. I did see, because the committee meeting started at 8:30, and so one of the things that I'll do is, you know, I come in at 11, and I'll go see what happened in the committee meeting. But yesterday I didn't get to, the first time I looked on the county website was around, I don't know, 12:30, and I saw that it was still live. I was like, oh, well. Thing went like 5.5 hours yesterday. So,
ugh.
Yeah, it was a long meeting. Dirty rain. We could have that tomorrow. You're like, what in the world is dirty rain? So it has to do with the Saharan dust, cloud of Saharan dust, that when rain falls through the dust in the atmosphere, it results in dirty cars and streets. Not that anybody will notice a difference with mine, because it looks like it's been dirty rained on a good bit. Doesn't pose any danger, though, allergies or anything like that. And the good news is that the Saharan dust does help keep storm development quiet through hurricane season. So it's been a quiet, serene Atlantic basin right now. Hopefully it stays that way. 420, we'll take a break there. State and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is excited to present the 2024 Sportsman's Night Out. Join us as we hear from Rick Burgess of the Rick and Bubba Show and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker. It all happens at the Pensacola Bay Center on August 8th at 6:30 p.m. You could win amazing prizes like a new camper from Carpenter's Campers, a Kubota side-by-side from Coastal Machinery Company, and even more from sponsors like Builders First Source and Florida Air Conditioning and Heating. Tickets are only $10 and on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Get yours before they're gone.
2018, Congressman Matt Gaetz flies off to the Bahamas on a private trip to meet a marijuana investor and at least five young female escorts, among them the teenage girl. The investor made millions thanks to Gaetz's marijuana bill. But that's how you do business with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Hello, friends. This is retired Santa Rosa County Sheriff Wendell Hall. The clerk of court has a major responsibility to the citizens of our county. They are responsible for thousands of public records, which include court, financial, and treasure. I'm supporting Jason English for clerk of court. Jason has 8 years at the clerk's office as general counsel and chief deputy. He's a good, honest man that will serve us well. Please vote Jason English on August 20th. Thank you.
I'm Jason English, Republican for Santa Rosa County clerk of court and comptroller, and I approve this message.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
I do have some texters taking me to task over just reporting facts, Austin.
What do you mean?
What's up? I'm not supposed to say that the Atlantic Hurricane Basin is quiet because I'm jinxing it, but that's just what's on there.
Yeah.
National Hurricane Center not reporting any cyclone activity over the next 7 days, and that should be celebrated. We were talking about the Saharan dust that apparently, as the plume moves its way from the African continent over, it has a calming effect on the Atlantic waters. And so that was maybe a little tidbit that somebody didn't know. But I'm sorry to our texters.
Yes.
425, Austin, anything on the roads?
Well, let's see. Looking at what we have here, it's just a bit more congestion in the usual areas. So we do have some backups developing on North Davis Highway, particularly if you're traveling northbound towards Airport Boulevard and then further north towards I-10. Also got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming through Windhaven Beach, and then a bit further westbound as you approach Highway 87. Last but not least, it's going to be Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Similar weather continues for the next several days. We do have a high chance for rain at about 70% each day, although over the weekend it falls to 50% on both Saturday and Sunday. We will also see sun and clouds, and that sun will heat things up, so certainly could see some low 90s. Otherwise, with more cloud cover and rain, high temperatures will be in the upper 80s, and lows will be in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Looking here at our state headlines today, most of Florida's delegates to the convention are supporting Vice President Kamala Harris as their nominee. The Florida Democratic Party says 236 of the 254 delegates are backing Harris to replace President Biden at the top of the ticket.
And Florida's working on a plan to keep kids off of social media. Attorney General Ashley Moody released a list of ways that officials plan to enforce a new state law that's designed to prevent children under the age of 16 from creating social media accounts. The measure would also ban minors from having access to online pornography sites. One of the three proposed rules states that a willful disregard of a person's age is a reckless violation of the state restrictions. A hearing could take place before the rules are finalized.
Florida's citrus industry is showing signs of improvement. The Department of Agriculture released its final forecast for the 2023-24 season. This month, it shows the state's citrus production is up more than 11% compared to the prior season. The good news comes as farmers are starting to recover after the crop suffered serious damage due to Hurricane Ian 2 years ago.
And a Northeast Florida lawmaker fighting back against efforts to remove certain books from school libraries. State Representative Angie Nixon opened a Northwest Jacksonville bookstore earlier this month to sell books that are banned in the state. Cafe Resistance has literature featuring untold stories from a variety of diverse authors. Nixon told News for Jax that the bookstore is in response to inaccurate teachings of African American and Black history across the state's public school system.
I'm glad you went with the French pronunciation there, because I saw that in my head and I went resistance. So
yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that's how it's said.
Okay. You could, yeah. I mean, I could see it people going with resistance, but yes, Café Resistance is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
at least on this show.
I'll even put phonetic spelling in there in a minute.
Floridians will be voting on Amendment 3 this November, which would legalize recreational marijuana for adults 21 and older. Governor DeSantis told the Florida Sheriff's Association conference that if it passes, people will be lighting up everywhere.
Some have said, well, you know, I don't really like it, but I'll just tell people you can't do it in my restaurant or in my hotel. I don't think it's going to be that simple. I think this is written so broadly with no limitations. What, you're going to strip somebody of this broad constitutional right? It gets dicey.
Yeah, DeSantis says if it passes, the right for marijuana use would be a broader right than your First Amendment right to free speech and right to bear arms.
Mm. And here nationally, pro-Palestinian groups are organizing a major protest as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visits Washington, D.C. this week. The groups are organizing bus trips from cities like Boston, New York, Atlanta, Chicago, and Philadelphia in a bid to surround the U.S. Capitol building. Protesters are being told to wear red to symbolize a red line against genocide. The organizations are demanding the arrest of Netanyahu as a war criminal and an end to U.S. support for the Jewish state.
Secret Service Deputy Director Ronald Rowe is temporarily serving as the agency's leader. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas made the announcement after Kimberly Cheadle resigned today.
And body cam video is being made public after the deadly police shooting of Sonia Massey earlier this month in Springfield, Illinois. The Sangamon County Sheriff's Office released a video showing former Deputy Sean Grayson shooting the black woman to death inside her home on July 6th. The incident happened after Massey called 911 to report a possible intruder. Former Deputy Grayson is being held without bail on first-degree murder charges.
Yeah, I saw that. It was kind of confusing, honestly, because I think the deputy was pretty aggressive there, but it was confusing because of how the woman Sonia Massey was acting. So she was in her kitchen, kind of just talking back and forth with the deputies. It didn't really seem like anything adversarial was going on, but then there was a moment where she goes into her kitchen and she's either boiling water or has water on the stove to be boiled or something like that. And
I thought it had been boiling. I'm not sure.
Now, so you watched it.
I didn't watch it, but I saw like a step-by-step of like
all right. So then she has a comment of something like something in the name of Jesus. Like I have to go back and watch it, but then
I rebuke you
in the name of Jesus. Yes. And like, I wasn't sure if she was joking or not. And then the guy, because she was like, why did you step back? And then the deputy was like, you better not. I'll shoot you right in the face. And then he pulls his gun out, and that was it.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez will soon be leaving office following his felony conviction. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Monday, the Senate Ethics Committee had notified him they'd be voting to start an adjudicatory review of his alleged violations of Senate rules. That could have allowed the senators to begin the process of expulsion. He was convicted last week of 16 charges, including bribery.
Menendez will officially resign on August 20th. Vice President Kamala Harris hosted her first rally since President Biden announced his decision not to run for re-election, praising the president during her appearance in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Joe's legacy of accomplishment over his entire career and over the past 3.5 years is unmatched in modern history.
Harris has now secured enough delegates to win the nomination at the upcoming Democratic National Convention. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks closed lower. The Dow fell 57, the S&P 500 dropped 8.5, and the Nasdaq fell 10 points. Meta today announcing the latest version of its Llama AI model, dubbed Llama 3.1. The newest Llama tech comes in three different versions, and the new large language model underscores the social network's massive investment in keeping up in AI spending with other players in the market like OpenAI, Google, and Amazon. The Dow Jones Transportation Average is falling 1.1%, due in large part from the record sell-off of United Parcel Services shares because of a disappointing earnings report. U.S. shares dropped more than 13% today, but finished flat. U.S. crude oil futures for September have been dropping today, down 1.45% to $77.26 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sportsman. It's sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. In Jordan Love's last eight regular season games, he had 20 total touchdowns to one interception. Love then won a playoff game before the Packers season ended against the 49ers. Normally, I wouldn't suggest paying a QB off one great half of a season, but we all know Brian Gutekunst's guy is Jordan Love. And Jordan knows he has all the leverage in the world by currently holding in awaiting a new deal, and there's no doubt the Green Bay Packers will get a deal done with Jordan Love shortly. I'm Zach Gelb.
Looking for a way to elevate your engine's performance? Start with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It provides faster oil flow for hot and cold temperature protection in the harshest driving conditions. Regular use can help your engine run cleaner and longer by defending against sludge and buildup, improving overall engine performance and fuel efficiency while increasing the time between oil changes. Make the switch without slowing down. Speed your ride Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Just in time for the summer season, Pete Moore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-size Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Pete Moore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. With 1,600 acres of land, the University of West Florida is the third largest campus in the state university system. With this amount of space comes a wealth of resources for students, staff, and community members to enjoy the natural spaces our campus has to offer. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we discuss new nature-based experiences on the UW of campus and the ways we are connecting our community to our natural area. That's Thursday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got here. All right. So far this hour, it's just been some usual spots that we typically deal with backups on this time every day. That appears to still be the case now. We got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound from the Oriole Beach area closer to Tiger Point. Also got some backups still on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach and then continuing westbound towards Highway 87. And then we had some minor backups on Caroline Street if you were traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But it looks like the congestion in that area has, at least for the most part, smoothened out.
We're expecting sun, clouds, and again, a chance for showers and thunderstorms to pop up around the area. In fact, over the next couple of days, that rain chance is a bit on the high side at 70%. It will be warm and humid, and that humidity always makes it feel hotter. Highs will run mainly in the upper 80s to low 90s. Of course, with more sunshine, the heat will be on. As far as the weekend goes, jumping ahead, we've got a 50% chance for rain both Saturday and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 4:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. Austin, what's happening in sports today?
Well, we got several headlines swirling around. For starters, we've got a few MLB teams, local representation today, getting underway at 5:40. So around this time next hour, Marlins versus Orioles. That's going to be followed by Rays at Blue Jays at 6:07 and Braves versus Reds at 6:20. We'll give score updates on those games later on this evening. As far as just some trending news here, starting with the NBA, the NBA Summer League is in the books with the Miami Heat going to overtime to beat the Memphis Grizzlies 120-118 in last night's final. Despite being on the losing end, Memphis had the three highest scorers of the game. They had Jake LaRavia with 32, Scottie Pippen Jr. with 29, I wonder who his dad is, and G.G. Jackson II with 28. I will say Jake LaRavia is a Wake Forest basketball product. I've got a Wake Forest basketball shirt on.
Oh, there we go.
It's a lovely Tuesday. Had to get that promo in there.
And if you are new to the program, Austin gets paid by how many Wake Forest references he can fit into the show.
I was putting that headline in there, and I saw LaRavia was the leading scorer. I'm like, man, I can't pass that up.
Yeah.
All right, in the NFL here, the NFL and NFLPA have been in high-level discussions regarding whether to add an 18th game to the regular season schedule. League Commissioner Roger Goodell, of course, has hinted at this in the past. He's previously advocated for a scheduling format that would finish with the Super Bowl being on the Sunday of President's Day weekend. I want to say we've talked about that plan before, and we're both in support of that, right?
Yeah, I am, as long as there's a second bye week. And here's how I would go about this. So right now, the 17-game schedule, there's a way to sync this up to where you basically have the Super Bowl Sunday falling on the day before President's Day.
Right.
Right? So having the 18th game and then adding the bye week would sync it up to that. I think Joe Burrow had the idea of giving the league, like, so you put the first bye weeks like within, like, let's say weeks 4 through 8 or something like that, right? So the okay. teams stagger their byes, and then the entire week or the entire league gets a bye week around, say, week 14 or 15 or something like that. That would, in my opinion, be awesome, because it would allow college football, you could partner with college football to basically let college football have that weekend as like a premier showcase weekend,
right?
To where they take over Thursday night, they take over, you know, you have like 3 or 4 top Big Ten SEC games on Saturday, you do a couple on Sunday, another one on Monday night, which I think would be really cool.
Okay.
So yeah. that's how I think it could work and work really well.
You said Joe Burrow
had Joe Burrow had the idea of having everybody have the same second bye week to just but his idea also had in that bye week they put the Pro Bowl stuff in that. I say you can do whatever with the Pro Bowl, whatever. I don't care. I'm just saying that if the NFL is taking the same week off, I think that's a great opportunity to let college football to really have a big showcase weekend.
No, yeah, that's pretty smart. Good for Joe. Joe Burrow and Joe Ford, both of them. The Jacksonville Jaguars have signed cornerback Tyson Campbell, to a 4-year, $76.5 million extension. That comes with $53.4 million guaranteed. The deal makes him one of the NFL's higher-paid corners, according to ESPN. Over just a few years in the league, Campbell has really shined in Jacksonville. He's already racked up 6 interceptions, 30 pass breakups, and 2 fumble recoveries. So big sign there for the Jags. Also, in college football, no matter what FSU and Clemson say, SMU still seems eager to get into some ACC action. The Mustangs head coach, Rhett Lashley, he acknowledged during ACC media days that the move to the conference is a bump up in the weight class, of course, but nonetheless has confidence that his guys will be able to compete. SMU, I've done my research on them because I've done a couple of articles on them. Very interesting team. They, yes. I mean, won 11 games last year, decimated their competition, blew out the American Athletic Conference.
Yeah.
But they had 3 losses last year, and all of them were to Power 5 competition. Each one was decided by 2 possessions or more. They lost to Oklahoma, which is fine, but then you lose to 5-7 TCU. And in your bowl game, even if you weren't full capacity, you lost to Boston College. Not a great look.
You know what's even more interesting about SMU?
What's up?
Is they wanted to get into the ACC so bad that they say, hey, we'll join your conference and you don't even have to pay us the TV deal, like the TV cut.
Right, yeah.
And I think it's interesting because, I mean, anybody who knows history about college football will tell you up until the 80s when they got hammered by the death penalty, SMU was a strong program,
even going before
The days of the gold Trans A&M with Eric Dickerson and those guys that were, you know, getting paid salaries when that wasn't okay, right? But, I mean, they had Doak Walker. They were playing in the Cotton Bowl. They were playing their home games in the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. I mean, it was a good program, and they obviously cheated just like everybody else did, but they cheated very well. But SMU, I think, is going to be a really big player in the ACC because of how much big dollar oil money tycoons they have throwing at their NIL, because they're so confident in how much money they can raise. I mean, they're keeping up with like the Texas A&Ms and the Texas of the world when it comes to NIL. Right. So they're saying, hey, ACC, we'll talk about the TV money in 9 years from now, but we good. Yeah. Like, we got the oil money behind us. So don't be surprised if SMU in the next, I'm not saying this year, but don't be surprised if they're not fighting for ACC conference titles in the future.
I think they'll be a bowl team early. I know some people are saying they're a dark horse, but yeah, I mean, good for SMU. They're trying to prioritize their program, and as you said, return to at
and
least
now
some of
we can
days.
Pay players legally.
Yeah, all right. we're gonna dominate. And then lastly, here very quickly before traffic and weather, the WNBA continues to draw record viewership, adding this year's All-Star game to the list. The game that saw Team WNBA defeat Team USA in Phoenix drew an average of 3.44 million viewers. That's the third largest audience for a WNBA broadcast ever. Only the league's first 2 games that aired in 1997 drew larger audiences. For comparison, last year's All-Star game only raked in 850,000 viewers.
The Angel Reese effect.
Yes, the Angel Reese effect and Caitlin Clark effect. Those two, I mean, people can put them against each other all they want, but those two are insane. And they are. They're the two biggest names in the league right now. All righty. Another quick check of the roads and weather here. Not a lot going on the road. Still some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. And we don't have any backups on Caroline Street, or at least not much, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But we do have some developing in front of the Walmart Supercenter, particularly if you're traveling eastbound. So be on the lookout for that.
All right, Alan's got the weather update here.
Similar weather continues for the next several days. We do have a high chance for rain at about 70% each day, although over the weekend it falls to 50% on both Saturday and Sunday. We will also see sun and clouds, and that sun will heat things up, so certainly could see some low 90s. Otherwise, with more cloud cover and rain, high temperatures will be in the upper 80s, and lows will be in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 4:46 here, looking at some health, business, and science notes today. A bill which requires that American flags be made in America is heading to the president's desk. The All-American Flag Act will require that the federal government only buys American flags which have been completely produced and manufactured in the U.S. Under current law, the federal government is only required to purchase flags that contain 50% American-made materials.
And Delta Airlines says that it will take another couple of days to recover from a global computer outage Friday. The airline has canceled more than 4,000 flights since Friday. CEO Ed Bastian said yesterday the company is doing everything possible, including increases in incentive pay for pilots and flight attendants.
Sales of previously owned homes fell in June to its slowest pace since December. The National Association of Realtors says sales dropped 5.4% compared with May. The chief economist of the company says figures indicate a slow shift from a seller's market to a buyer's market. Rising inventory and high mortgage rates are key factors.
And speaking of markets, the stock market, Wall Street's closing slightly lower as investors await key earnings reports. Google parent Alphabet and Tesla are set to report second quarter results after the bell. UPS shares sank 12% after the delivery giant posted disappointing results. So, at the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 57 points to 43.58. The S&P 500 slipped 8 points to 55.55. And the NASDAQ fell 10 points to 17.997.
Looking at some pop culture notes today, some good news early. Celine Dion will reportedly perform at the Olympics opening ceremony on Friday. A Variety and TMZ both report the iconic singer is set to give her first performance in since 2019, almost 2 years ago. She revealed that she had been diagnosed with stiff person syndrome. She was forced to cancel all of her tour dates due to that diagnosis.
As you said, that's great news there.
Absolutely.
And the first full trailer for the Joker sequel is out now. Joker Folie et Deux sees Joaquin Phoenix reprising his role as Gotham's clown prince of crime. He's joined this time by Lady Gaga playing Harley Quinn. The original 2019 film received 11 Oscar nominations, with Phoenix taking home the Academy Award for Best Actor. It made more than $1 billion at the global box office to become the highest grossing R-rated film in history.
It was a dark film.
Oh, no, it was rough.
Comic-Con opens tomorrow night in San Diego. 135,000 people attending, much more star power this year. The pandemic saw the convention in 2020 canceled. 2021 was scaled back over Thanksgiving, and you had the Hollywood strikes impacting last year. This year, though, back in full force, and you've got Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman as the headliners for the PAX schedule this week.
So, no surprise there.
Hey, it's nothing against nothing against Pentagon. Let's get Hugh and Ryan to come to town.
If you get those two, that'd be huge.
Yeah. 4:50. We'll take a break on that note, recapping our top stories and wacky stories and good news as well. By the way, Austin, I think we've got one or two pairs of tickets to give away today.
One pair.
All right, let's do that right now.
Oh, really?
If you would be so kind, sir, as to tell the listeners what they are going to be trying to get tickets for.
Well, it's a pair of tickets to Disney's Descendants. That's going to be at Pensacola Little Theater from July 19th to August 4th. You can watch as the children of Disney's most notorious villains, Maleficent, the Evil Queen, Cruella de Vil, and Jafar, attend Auradon Prep, a school for the children of heroes and royalty, where they must decide where their loyalties lie with their villainous parents or forging their own destiny. Again, it's a pair of tickets to Disney's Descendants for Pensacola Little Theater.
All right, and the dates are when?
July 19th to August 4th.
Okay. So this is going on right now.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Cool. All right, let's go. First person to text in the word Disney to 850-437-1620. Gets those tickets back in a few minutes on Pensacola right now.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 16th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Special thank you to Miracle Sponsor, Florida Blue,
Our champion sponsors include Gulf Winds Cares Foundation, Florida Power and Light, and R1 RCM.
Thank you.
This year, help us raise money for the NICU's Angel Eye cameras. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I was listening to Lion King for a second.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that.
Is it?
I think this is a Lion King related song, because I always look up songs, even if they're artists who don't work blue. I always look up artists' songs to make sure, okay, there's no cussing in this, right?
All right.
And I looked up River of Dreams by Billy Joel, and something to do with Lion King did come up. So it may be Lion King related. The only Lion King song I can think of is Circle of Life and Can You Feel the Love Tonight? There was that one. But nonetheless, a very wholesome song, it sounds like. Alrighty, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. It's just been the same old stuff so far. That appears to still be the case now. So we've got some backups developing on North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10. Maybe some right on where Scenic Highway meets Cervantes Street, right where it turns onto it there if you're traveling westbound. Also, we've got some backups developing on Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Let's see. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach, and maybe a little bit of backups developing back on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
We're expecting sun, clouds, and again, a chance for showers and thunderstorms to pop up around the area. In fact, over the next couple of days, that rain chance is a bit on the high side at 70%. It will be warm and humid, and that humidity always makes it feel hotter. Highs will run mainly in the upper 80s to low 90s. Of course, with more sunshine, the heat will be on. As far as the weekend goes, jumping ahead, we've got a 50% chance for rain both Saturday and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Congrats to Adam winning the pair of tickets there. We gave away last segment. I believe we've got one other pair later this week at some point, I think.
We are currently scheduled to give away a pair tomorrow.
All right.
So we'll see how that turns
out. And if shows forget earlier on in the day, we may have more. So that's what we hope for around here.
Yeah.
Let's see. Recapping our top three stories of the day, President Biden says he will address the nation tomorrow from the Oval Office. This will be his first on-camera appearance since dropping out of the presidential race on Sunday. Biden told his campaign workers on the phone dropping out was the right thing to do. That speech is scheduled for 7 o'clock p.m. Tomorrow. So you know what that means typically is that when it's 7 o'clock, it really starts at around 8, but we'll see. Vice President Kamala Harris is the presumptive nominee for the Democrats as she's received a flurry of endorsements and has secured enough delegates to receive the official nomination. Also, both Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, endorsed her today. And the other big story of the day, Kimberly Cheadle, the director of the Secret Service, resigning, of course, facing mounting pressure from both sides of the aisle to step down following the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Cheadle testified yesterday, providing few details about the event, which, of course, angered and frustrated many lawmakers and anybody who watched any of the videos on TikTok as well, like me. We talked about this earlier on this hour. I was surprised at the timing of the resignation, not necessarily that it came. But that's just based on how many high visible hearings have we seen since we've been doing the show, you know, topics on the southern border and just whatever, where you've got people that will get grilled for 8 hours and then they'll go home and then everybody just moves on and lives their life. But so I thought there was going to be a little bit of that until perhaps the full investigative report came out. But yeah, just deciding to resign today. It was needed. It was needed. I mean, you can't.
When a president centimeters from getting shot in the head.
With the failures that were obvious. And again, we don't know specifically who to blame, but, you know, it's we kind of do.
Someone's
you know,
got to take
the,
it down.
You're the head of the hill. So that's how that goes. Looking at some wacky stories and good news today. Austin, Alexa, I know this isn't necessarily for you. Because you do not have teenage children.
Thank God.
But if you do have teenage children, Alexa has a new feature that'll help you communicate better with your teen. Amazon announcing a new feature where Alexa can teach you how to talk like a Gen Zer.
Yeah.
Just say, hold on. The Alexa in the newsroom is talking right now. Hey, Alexa, be quiet.
I was about to say, I just heard some noise.
Hey, Alexa, be quiet. Thank you. So anyway, just say, Alexa, talk Gen Z to me, and she'll spit out some slang along with a definition. Mm. They added 20 terms to start, and some of them you know. Ick means disgust.
Right.
T means gossip. That was a new one to me.
Really? You didn't know that? Share, like, what's the T? You didn't know that?
No, I haven't heard that one yet. sus, I do know, is suspicious. Mid, right. I've heard, means mediocre, and riz. Something that I can relate to a lot as means charisma.
Yeah, that's the thing. Riz is derived from charisma, but it's used in the context of like flirting. So, check out this riz.
That's
and
right.
It's like, they proceed to hit on a woman at the bar. Okay. I'm so sad. It's so sad that I know all that stuff. Some good news here. A police dog in North Carolina helped get a lost little boy home after someone spotted him walking down a road all alone this month. The kid's around 6 and couldn't tell cops where he lived because he's autistic and nonverbal. They decided to see if a bloodhound named Remy could do a reverse canine track, which isn't done often. That's where they work backwards and try to figure out where a person was instead of where they are. In 15 minutes, Remy found the kid's house a half mile away. It turned out that he'd snuck out and his parents had no idea.
Wow.
So very cool story.
Yeah. All right, Channel 3 News at 5 coming up.